All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Tlakepmich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Goishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys on December 5th, 2024, and our subject is going to be on preservation. We have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. We have Wegedesk. We have a special honored guest, which is my brother Sagage from the Mi'kmaq people, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Waishkana, BC, and also the president of Minnetkata Park Association, Cilia. So stay tuned for all those. And also we got some music from Black Braid from the Mohawk Nation, High on Fire from down in the United States, Tragically Hip from Canada, Lewis Burns from Australia, and also, if we have time, Margot McSweeney. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to have a great show. I'm going to welcome our listeners from all over the world, from Australia, from Germany, from England, from Spain, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Holland, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome on our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and empowerment from human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, special place in the universe. So we're going to start off with some energetic music from Black Braid from the Mohawks. And his song is "The Wolf That Guides the Hunter's Hands." So stay tuned. It's pretty fast. It's pretty gnarly. And you guys are going to love it. Here goes Black Braid, "The Guide." pretty powerful stuff. That's The Wolf That Guides the Hunter's Hand. And that's from an artist, Black Beard, and he's Mohawk. And yeah, pretty special stuff, man. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. And always great to have our brother on board with us. How are you doing, Wegedesk? And welcome to the program.
Thanks, brother, and thanks, Eagle Nation, for tuning in. It's an honor to be here sharing this time and space with you, not only online and the air, but on Earth as well. I hope y'all are having a great week, doing lots of deep breaths. And what do you say we get a few in us, Chief?
Excellent plan. Awesome plan. Okay. Thank you for suggesting that and leading us through some deep breaths. We're going to really appreciate it. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, brother. Okay, everybody, let's get our bodies nice and relaxed. Relax our belly, relax our arms, our shoulders, our jaw, anywhere that you might be feeling tension. We're going to bring in, as we breathe in, we're going to think about and feel anything that makes you feel good. Maybe it's your kids, maybe it's some success you're having, just the love of the universe. Breathe that deep into your body, and on the exhale, don't worry about anything, just let it all go. That's the easy part. So let's do in through the nose, and we'll pop off three of these real nice and easy. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Two more. Yeah, and have that nice sigh on the exhale. Wow, yeah, that's good stuff. Wow. That'll help us persevere.
Excellent, man. That's so awesome, getting that oxygen up to our brains and into our blood systems, getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome show and topic. And our subject is going to be on preservation, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, preservation, Chief. That's a real good one because, as you know, nothing amazing and important happens easily. It takes our perseverance and our preservation to preserve something, to keep its life within it, and to basically, you know, not die and not evaporate, not be extinguished. Mm-hmm. I want to take this time to tell our listeners, for those that don't know, about a little bit of the journey that I've been on. To improve child protections and human rights in the government and public service sector. Mm-hmm. And man, I tell you, as you know, Chief, I've been basically working on this file since I was about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. As a child who was groomed and abused by government-funded coaches on the Canadian National High Diving Team. And those creditors are being protected by Aviva Insurance. And I'm sure that this type of protection is going on in many different sectors. And so imagine, I'm 37, I turned 37 on the first of this month, a couple days ago, and I've been fighting this thing for 27 of my 37 years on this earth. So you can imagine that I've had to persevere and preserve my energy to keep it alive, to keep it going. And the deep breaths help. Surrounding yourself with people that can encourage you and support you helps. There's both that internal and the external processes that will help us preserve and persevere through, you know, one of the major things that criminals use and that crime uses is they try to wear you out. They try to prolong the things. They try to drag you out. Litigation, years and years and years and years. And eventually they're hoping that, you know, the good guys just pack it up and go home. But luckily for us, Chief, we're guided by an amazing God, an amazing creator. We have our guardian angels with us, like Counselor Fari, like our ancestors. Each and every single one of us has all of the tools and energies within us to persevere and to preserve our goals in life. And so, you know, if something ever feels too much for you, take some deep breaths, maybe reach out to some people that'll support us. And that's what I got to say about that, man. How about you? What do you got to say about preservation?
Man, that's so powerful, your words. Very empowering, though. And for me, you know, I've been thinking a lot about preservation, and I was just listening to one of our programs, you know, on our podcast, and remembering about Dr. Latif. He's our professional dentist. He helps a lot of indigenous tribes around BC with their teeth, and kind of like repairing the stuff and damage that's been done through that industry. And I like how he was informing us about, you know, the preservation of our health, our teeth, and our, you know, just looking after our dental hygiene. And it's almost simple, but he's like telling us, like, you know, we got to eat more fruit and vegetables and drink water. And these are some of the very healthy things for us to preserve our teeth and health, our oral hygiene, and just so very valuable and important to sometimes, you know, look towards some of these professionals to help us to help preserve ourselves, our health, and, you know, anything that we can help with our health helps with our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual journeys, which is, you know, key to our circle, our life circle. So that was what I was just remembering and reminding myself, and I wanted to, like, extend that out to our listeners all over the world and just give that self-empowerment to everybody to help with your own preservation. And, you know, when we're able to preserve ourselves and look after ourselves, we're able to get healthy and make a difference in our lives. And once we can do that, we can look towards helping the world also and make the changes that we all want to see and do. And I really thank you for, you know, all your input into our subjects, and just the wisdom and the power that you bring, your enthusiasm for justice and human rights. It's just so invigorating, and we're always looking forward to hearing from you, and especially your deep breaths, man. It's always amazing. So
yeah, brother. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And for anybody that's interested in learning more about this, you know, decades-long battle that I've been in, you can check out my website, wegadesk.com, WEGADESK, wegadesk.com, or my YouTube channel, WegaPaul. And if there are any morally-minded lawyers out there that are looking to take on a Goliath in our legal industry and really change the world for the better to improve child protections and human rights, please do get in contact with us either through the radio or through our website. Please, we need all the help that we can get, because Goliath is running amok, and we need to make some changes here, brother, as you know.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you so much for all your wise words and wonderful input. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now. Lots of love, Eagle Nation. Yep. Have a great week.
Lots of love to you. Yep. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegadesk, the high diving champion of the world, and just always a blessing and honor to have him on our program and share some wise words and empowerment. So we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we're going to be doing an interview with my brother Sagaj, and he's also from the Mi'kmaq peoples out in the East Coast. And we're going to play him a song from High on Fire, and this is their song called Cometh the Storm. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. music for a powerful upcoming co-host here, our special guest here, Sagaj. He's my brother from the Mi'kmaq people. He's a survival instructor. He's a veteran of the United States Army and also the Canadian Army, and just a very powerful speaker. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's got some... he's got a master's degree in Indigenous governance and a bachelor's degree in political science. And just he's going to be talking about some pretty powerful stuff. He's going to be talking about the importance of culture, cultural resurgency, and the risks of rebuilding culture with cultural appropriation. So... welcome to the program, Sagaj. It's an honor to have you.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so we have your subject, and we'd love to hear what you have to say on that.
Absolutely. I'm just going to jump right into it. As usual, I got a lot of information to cover in a short time. So we'll be talking about the importance of culture, and really... we're building on those previous talks we had about the state of anime. So I'm just gonna kind of quickly go over like what is culture that we kind of discussed before. So culture is a system of a shared worldview, of shared beliefs, values, principles, norms, shared practices, rituals, ceremonies, and behaviors. Culture provides us with a web of meaning. It's a way of thinking, it's a way of believing, it's a way of being and living. Indigenous culture in particular is a culture of connecting and relating to all living things within our territories. It's about creating, maintaining healthy, non-exploitive, mutually beneficial relationships to all that life. And that means human and non-human. All that life within our territories. So let's work with that as an understanding to what culture is, in particular Indigenous culture. And I'm going to start giving you some reasons why Indigenous culture is important, and in particular to us, right? So the first one is knowing and being our true self and striving for our full potential. Culture greatly shapes our personal identity. Culture provides the cues, signals, teachings about our beliefs, our values, our customs, and our behaviors that a society would find acceptable. So personal identity is a little bit different. It's us as individuals determining those very values, beliefs, and behaviors and deciding are they true and acceptable to us. And since we're social creatures, we all seek belonging in groups, especially groups that accept us, that love us, and bring us in. So we're greatly influenced by culture and how it shapes our personal identity. Now, in Indigenous culture, that very idea, that pursuit of the true self, or what we might say the authentic self, is built right into the culture. It has words. So I'll give an example with the Mohawk. They say the word Ongahomwe, and it means the authentic human or authentic being. The Nuchanos, I believe, use the word Kuwas, and it kind of means the same thing. The Stalo, I think they use the word Homuk. And really what we're getting at is like not just simply the word person or human. We're really talking about authentic human or authentic person. So it's built right in that.